John Raj. Michael, that's a very good question, my friend. Very good question. Sometimes you just really have to wait upon the Lord. Like if I had more details, I'll give you an example. Let's say it was a woman who had been sexually assaulted by a man. It would not be wise at all for that woman to try to go be back around that man or to go to him and say, hey, I want you to know I forgive you. If he's still evil in his heart, it would do no good. If paths cross, if the question were to come up, then you could show forgiveness to that person by not allowing that person to think that they still owe you something. You could be kind to that person, but forgiveness, the way I understand God's heart, is that forgiveness and trust are two different things. So you try to be reconciled to a person if they are your spiritual brother. So God wants us to be reconciled to other Christians. Example, let's say we were once in fellowship. You do something that injures me and I forgive you. And then I see you out in town and we kind of have that awkward moment, but then we talk and I say to you, brother, don't even worry about it. You know, I'm over it. And you say, man, you know, please forgive me. Then we can be reconciled. And we can begin to trust one another. That's what the ideal would be. But supposing you were not, you said, man, I don't think you need to forgive me for anything. You know, I'm just good where I'm at and whatever. Well, then I would still forgive you, meaning before God, I would not look at you and say that you owe me anything. I wouldn't want any harm to come to you. And I would just say, Father, forgive him, for he knows not what he does. And God, please grant him repentance. So it kind of depends on the situation. If the person is a believer, ideally, you want to try to reconcile with them. But if they're not, then reconciliation may not be an option. So just remember that forgiveness and trust are two totally different things. You, if the person really hurt you bad, you don't have to trust them anymore. They may want to do that very same thing to you again. They may still have evil bound up in their heart. The devil still may want to use them. So the best thing for you to do would be to leave them alone, not come across their path. Remember, even Jesus said, be on your guard against men, right? He said, be on your guard against men. So sometimes you want to be on your guard and you don't want to cast, you know, you don't want to give dogs what is sacred. You don't want to cast your pearl before pigs. This is what Jesus taught. So my friend, I hope that helps you answer. And then just ask God, you know, you will have more information on this. But I want to tell you, I'm very proud of you for asking that question. That's a very good question to ask. And it shows me that you're really thinking about true forgiveness and you're really wanting to get right with God. And you've really thought this through. So I have to tell you, I was delighted to see your question, John Raj. And I pray God blesses you and gives you discernment for that situation. And remember, just forgive God, forgive the man or woman, whoever it was, from your heart, trusting God, even if they've done something terrible to you. The Bible says God is just and he will trouble those who have troubled you. Ideally, you want that person to come into repentance and let the devil lose his grip on them, hurting you the way they are. But if they cannot, you still want to just, God, I trust you for the judgment. I trust you to make the wrongs right one day. I trust you for justice. And I hope that helps you. God bless you, brother.
Here is another short recording I made to another person named Chan about this exact same subject and shared just a few different insights that may be helpful.
Hello, Chan. This is Michael Criswell. The question you're asking is, it's very hard to forgive your family that continues to hurt you when they're the ones that are the closest to you, especially your mom. I can relate to your story. After you've forgiven in your heart, do you just act like nothing happened and it doesn't bother you and continue to deal with them in the same manner? Okay. All right. Two different subjects to think about, two principles. The first principle is understanding the difference between forgiveness and trust. Okay. If a man rapes you, let's say you're a female, God forgive me if you're not. A man rapes you, you're obligated as a Christ follower to forgive that person. You're not obligated to trust him. You're obligated to forgive him of his sin against you. You're not obligated to be in fellowship with him. Okay? So understand that the Bible teaches there's a difference between forgiveness and trust. The Bible in no way expects you, if you have a choice in the matter, to continually subject yourself to somebody who would intentionally hurt you. The principle of turning the other cheek is if you can do nothing else, because Matthew 10:22, Jesus Christ said, if persecuted in one place, flee to another. And several times we see him intentionally staying away from Jerusalem and away from the Pharisees and avoiding them. That's a good thing to do. But sometimes God puts you in situations where you cannot avoid it. Like, for example, with my parents, my mom, I could not leave the house. God had me there for a reason. So my mom offended me a tremendous amount. She called herself a follower of Christ, but she was not. Okay. So she's actually at that moment, she's living like what the Bible would say as a child of the devil. That's the Bible's words. He who does what is right is righteous. He who does what is evil is of the devil. It's in 1 John multiple places. So the Bible teaches how I relate to her is Matthew 6:14 through 15. If a man sins against you, you must forgive him of his sins. If you do not forgive a man's sins against you, your heavenly Father will not forgive you of your sins. Now, again, I would forgive her, but I would continue to manage the relationship. I would not just go pretending like in a certain area, everything was just normal. For example, if there was a particular topic, I would not just say, okay, mom apologized to me, I forgave her, what have you. Let me just feel free to go back and talk about that subject or approach her in that way. No, that's casting pearl before swine and giving dogs what is sacred. So I began to manage the relationship and discern what is it that's safe for me to talk to her about and what is it not. Now, I tried to treat her with respect. One thing God tried to teach me was he wanted me to humble myself to her and treat her with respect. So what I ended up doing is when I was hurt so bad, Chan, each time my mom would say something that would really hurt me, I knew I needed to forgive her. So what I would do is I would go in my room where nobody was looking. I'd get on my knees, put my face on the ground, and I would cry out and cast all my anxieties before the Lord. And I would tell him, Lord, you heard what she said. This hurts very much. And you know what? Every single time God gave me grace. And that's how I managed the relationship. I fought the battle spiritually. I did not fight my mom. My war is not against flesh and blood, neither is yours. So then the next time I tried to find things I had in common with my mom, and I tried to make peace with her. There were times when that was not possible. And what I ended up discovering is there were subjects that I could avoid that would allow us to have some peace. I learned I will not have this conversation with my mom. We are not able to talk about this without it becoming heated. I couldn't control myself sometimes. She couldn't control herself. So I learned to not talk about those things. So Jesus Christ taught the disciples that if your brother, that is a true brother in Christ, sins against you seven times in one day and comes back and repents. See, this is another aspect of forgiveness. Forgive him. What Jesus is implying there is not that if your brother sins against you, don't forgive him unless he asks. What Jesus, I believe, is teaching there is the principle of reconciliation. There's a big difference in me forgiving an old boss of mine who stole $150,000 from me, Chan, versus me being back in fellowship with him. I forgive him for what he stole from me, but he's not a person with a kingdom mindset. And so I do not fellowship with him, okay? So I'm not going to be reconciled to him. He's not a brother, but I have forgiven him. What does that mean? It means I hold no debts against him, that he owes me anything. And it means I do not desire to see him harmed in any way or desire to see him get what comes to him. On the contrary, I saw him as an enemy and I prayed for him. So those are the basics on that. I hope that answers your question. I would encourage you. I've spoken an awful lot on this subject. If you go to the website, relentlessheart.com, click on the blog and then find, I believe, the subjects there at their forgiveness, and perhaps you'll be encouraged more. Thanks for the email. God bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bye-bye.